Oh, you know it's off the chain.
All right. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are listening from. This is the Off the Chain podcast. We're kicking off our BHM, that's Black History Month and Love Month episodes. It's your boy, Steph Sanders, comedian Steph Sanders. It's been a great, fantastic week. Sorry we didn't have an episode last week for you, but this week is going to be fantastic. We're going to make up for all of those. This is our dynamic, my beautiful, my co-host from the future, and my sister from another mother. Give it up to Miss Christy Nong. What's up, Christy?
Hello, folks. I'm doing great. How you doing, Steph?
I'm good. How was your week?
My week was great. It's been busy because, you know, Super Bowl is tomorrow.
Right.
So they got your lumpia queen rolling like a mofo over here.
Yeah. You rolling just lumpia or you rolling everything?
Oh, no, I'm rolling lumpia. Okay. I'm making concert. So it's going. You rolling trees?
You rolling trees too?
I mean, I can, but.
I know you're one of the biggest Asian dope dealers in the game. I didn't know that either. How is Scott?
Scott's great. You know, he always got jokes. But yeah, we're doing good. Like today he was running around in his underwear and, you know, I got people picking up food. Loopy. I'm like, don't come by the door. Please don't come
random,
by the door.
Random white dudes running around with underwear in your house. That's all right.
Exactly. And he got the kids doing it too.
Yo, I'm excited about this month. You know why I'm excited about this month? Yeah. Because twofold, it is Valentine's Day, it's Love Month. Mm-hmm. I'm not, even though I'm single, you know, I still love the you know, love. But it's Black History Month. Black History Month. So I'm gonna start with a Black History fact. A lot of people, even my own people, right? They don't know where Black History Month came from. So did you know? Do you know where Black History Month came from?
Yep. Day after June.
Black History Month. It started out at Carter G. Woodson. If you don't know who Carter G. Woodson is, please look him up. He has one of the best books ever called A Miseducation of a Negro. Everybody should read that book. Right. But it started in 1926, and they made it the second week of February, Negro History Week. So, and it became Black History Month in 1970. But why February? You know why February?
Frederick Douglass's birthday
and Lincoln.
Is who else? Lincoln and who else?
President Douglass.
And Frederick Douglass. That's right. That's good. That's good. I like y'all already. My good guess. All right.
Yeah, good
so Frederick, and, Frederick right. Douglass and Lincoln's birthday. So we always joke about it being the shortest month, but there are some reasons why they're on there. So anyway, I'm very, very excited about today because we have some couples on here today that are going to play some games and get in trouble with us today. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves. First, we'll start with Mr. Tristan Johnson and his lovely fiance, Ryan Davis. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell
Tristan
them where you're from,
Johnson
what
from
you're about.
Oakland, California. I'm a stand-up comedian and motivational speaker and stockbroker. I mean, I got an acorn.
He added the stockbroker on the
acorn.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a hairstylist and I'm from Sacramento. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today. And now our next. So this also is more intimate. This is part of the team right now. It's our engineer, our producer, the man behind everything, makes the engine run, Mr. Sharon Smith. Go ahead and introduce yourself and your significant other, please.
How you all doing? My name is Sharon Smith of A Serious Production. And this here is Auntie Vice.
Auntie Vice. Yes. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. That name just sounds
she
serious.
She don't give that advice.
I'm the aunt that always has more than just, you know, butterscotch in your purse. I'm the aunt that'll bail you out of jail and pay for your abortion.
See, I knew it. She sounds like a motorcycle rider. She sounds like Sons of Anarchy when you say Auntie Vice. That sounds like something. All right. So we're going to ask you some questions today. And we're going to get these quick and moving. We're going to get these quick and moving questions today. So these are for now. You're both couples, right? You're going to answer these as couples. So I want you to look at each other and know this from each other. We're going to answer these as couples. So let me start with Tristan and Ryan first. What does Valentine's Day mean to each of you?
He said look at each other. Come with an answer.
Yeah, look at the boo.
The day you stun on people who ain't in a real relationship.
That is not what that means.
I love. Thanks, Tristan. I'm not in a relationship, but thank you for saying that. Thanks. So, Ryan, what does it mean to you?
It just means another day. You shouldn't wait for one day of the year to express how much you love the person you're with. So,
I love bam. That.
That's
love
what
that.
Our answer is.
You know what I know from that answer? Tristan, you made a good choice. You made a good choice, Tristan. You're a smart man. I don't know about her, but you made a smart man. You're a smart man. Sharon, Rebecca, Auntie Vice, what does Valentine's Day mean to each of you?
Valentine's means to me that it's 2 days before my daughter's birthday, so I better start making some more money.
Okay, okay. So you had other things to worry about, okay.
Right, right.
It's just an excuse for weird sex, and I always appreciate one of those.
Weird sex.
I love
sex.
It.
So how you get a daughter's birthday?
Okay, okay, regular sex. What's is 365 and weird sex on Valentine's Day?
That's what I was going to say.
No, right. I've lost touch of what normal sex, like, I don't even have a gauge for what that is, but it's a way to take it up a notch.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. You so that's when the kinky stuff happens? Like,
so you
know, the kinky stuff happens every day with me, but like, because that's my world.
Damn, you gotta be in shape. You gotta be in shape then.
I'm doing every day. I'm not.
I gotta get my training.
I'm gonna start stretching right now.
Wow. Okay. All right, I want you. I want all four of you to think of this. What's the worst Valentine's Day gift you ever received? Not necessarily from your significant other now, but ever, ever. Worst Valentine's Day gift you ever received?
Worst Valentine's gift I received one time was from an ex who basically got herself a big candy box costume and came in and said, "Happy Valentine's Day." And I was like, where the heck am I supposed to take this off at? I don't know what you're doing.
She put a candy box outfit on.
Yeah.
So she was the gift to you. That's what she was saying.
You didn't know how to unwrap it.
Okay. I don't know.
I never know what you get in a box of chocolates.
Wow.
Right.
With your ex.
Okay.
What about you, Auntie Vice? Worst gift ever.
I actually haven't gotten bad Valentine's Day gifts. A lot of times people will just kind of skip it. Okay. But yeah, I've gotten all the standard stuff, but you know, nothing bad.
I got socks and bag of prunes one time.
Bag of prunes.
I don't know what she was trying to say. I don't know what, because I'm regular. I don't want y'all to think nothing about me. I'm regular. But that's what she was trying to say that day, at that time. I don't know what that was.
I was like, you've been sitting in your bathroom playing games on your phone. You know what? She got other ideas.
I'm like, right, I don't know what this is about. But we ain't cleaning that now for no other reason. That's how I wanted to get off to you. I want you to know this. All right, Tristan.
You have the socks on when you get it.
Yeah. And the socks, come on, socks are just cheap. What's your worst Valentine's Day gift ever?
Collect call from the Sacramento County Jail.
From her.
He says she got a DUI the night before. It's not her.
It's not me.
Right. He got a DUI
the night before. And you got to collect. Did you go get her? Just spend my time day with your
child. She inhaled the glass.
Yeah. We gonna make it through this.
Ryan, what's your worst gift?
It's pretty standard.
Flowers,
chocolate. Okay.
Christy, what about you?
You know what? I can't say I've gotten a bad gift. You know, like I got the normal stuff, candy, chocolates, flowers, normal stuff, teddy bears, you know. I one year my husband got me before we got married, he used to do all kinds of cutesy stuff every month. Like once a month he'd get me something cutesy for no reason. And he got me what's that, Build-A-Bear?
Nice.
And he recorded his voice on it. Yeah. That's he even bought a little Asian outfit for it.
Oh, dude, that's nice. That's an Asian outfit. That's I'm not even gonna ask what that is. Anyway,
a geisha or something.
I just see mini skirt and
a little kimono.
Okay, I got the next question.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay, so Sharon.
Yes.
And it's Rebecca, right?
Or Auntie Vice. That's
Auntie Vice.
I like Auntie Vice. You know, I like Auntie Vice. It just sounds good against her.
Yeah.
I like Auntie Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what food? Okay, what food reminds you of each other? Or of your significant other?
Kimchi egg roll.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again?
So, a kimchi egg roll.
I love it.
So
that reminds you of each other. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a story behind that? Mm-hmm.
So there's a place called Tacos off of T and 29th.
In Sacramento.
Okay. In Sacramento.
Okay.
Basically, I think it was our two, three dates in.
Yeah, early on in the relationship.
We basically went to, I've never been to the spot before, and I was like, they have a Korean and Mexican fusion. So you get a burrito.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they had kimchi egg rolls. And I was like, okay, this is going to be different. So I got, they only give you three kimchi egg rolls in a box. And I think I got like a burrito. I think I got a bulgogi burrito and she got nothing else. So, you know, we buy them, put it right in the middle. I'm eating my burrito. I get one. I'm like, this is good. And she gets one. She's like, this is good. And I'm like, getting away. And you think that you'll get like a half next time because this would be a good one.
Right.
I look down. It's gone. She's on.
You, yeah, that's it. She got to get, and you got to make it look like you really made her, gave her the last one.
Yeah, no, I'm like, where's the other egg roll? I ate it.
He's like, come on, I paid for it.
But I paid for it.
Now you know where she stands.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
And that's chivalry. It don't matter. Sure, yeah. Sharon, you're going to lose that every time.
No, I have to get at least half.
No.
There's only three in here.
No. Yeah,
there's only three in here.
That ain't had work, man. That ain't had work. Especially maybe if date number two maybe or three.
That's it. Maybe a bite. Yeah.
Well, and we decided, like, for the wedding vows, it's going to be, you know, love, honor, and always share the third egg roll. Like, that's got to be worked into the vows.
I love that. I love that.
I love it. I love that. That's sentimental to you. That's awesome.
I mean, it might sound petty, but I'm saying it was $6 for something. And I was like,
I still sound like you in your feelings too. It still sounds like you in your feelings. You felt some way about that kimchi egg roll.
We going. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Go ahead, Tristan.
All right. Well, what about you two? What food reminds you of your partner? Oh, are y'all on mute?
Which one?
Daddy looking at each other.
She poultry skinned it. Okay. She's poultry skinned.
You know what? Yes, he did.
Did you say she poached? You know what? he went for violence. This is violence. It's a non-violent.
What's the food? We went to the restaurant, the Thai restaurant, twice in one day.
Oh yeah.
Y'all ever went to the same restaurant twice in one?
Yeah.
With the and same, the waiter had the
with
nerve.
The same clothes only on.
With the same clothes on. Hours apart.
We went and ate lunch. I was like, this shit's hella good.
Let's wait, take home, a nap and go back. Nap.
I was like, I want to go back and get some more of what we just had.
And put the same clothes back on. Went back like, there.
Have y'all been? Wasn't y'all just here? I was like, mind you, the same shift. The same shift.
Mind your business. Nobody asked. We're paying you.
Have y'all
helped? We're paying you. Take the money.
I love
it. We didn't get enough the first time. We came back.
Right. Well, okay, so now the question becomes, what did you guys order? Because if it was that good, you had to go back the same day. We want to know.
Is the Thai restaurant on Fulton?
Fulton, across the street from Target.
Across the street from Target.
In Sacramento.
In what city?
I think that's a check cashing
place. Yeah, it's a check cashing place over there.
It's in the corner.
Fulton,
Fulton,
that's
Fulton
and Altarden, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went there twice in the same 4 hours.
I know the street.
Now, let me ask you this. That was your first time having Thai?
It was early in our first time having Thai, but that place was, I like spicy food.
It was so good.
She liked sweet food.
I like sweet, period.
It got, it worked. It worked, because my food got to be hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, that's awesome. All right.
Yeah. So that leads me to the next question. Mm-hmm. Each of you, how did you know that they were the one? How did you know? When did you know? When did you know that Ryan was the one, Tristan, and vice versa? And Sharon, when did you know that Auntie Vice was the one? When did you know? And vice versa, Auntie Vice.
I want to hear anybody your answer. You know me. I want to hear your answer first, because I don't think you ever answered this for me.
That's good. We breakthrough. Yeah, we breakthrough on this show. This podcast is, you know, off the change again.
You know what? So it came down to, I actually had to tell my mom that I was with somebody.
Uh-huh.
And when I told my mom, because I was already left the relationship, she was like, so, honey, I'm going to send you a package. And I was like, okay. And her package was 25 condoms in a bag and a Gatorade.
From your mom?
$10 bill.
For his birthday.
For my birthday.
Oh, this was
from your mom?
Yeah. And he had just broken up with his ex who he had a son with. So this was his birthday present from mom.
Yeah. Wow. So when I started going out with her and telling her about it, she's like, so I could see those condoms were in handy. I was like, Mom, for real? No, I'm just saying, those condoms were in handy. I sent you, right? They were like, no, they weren't.
So you knew she was the one when you got 25 condoms and the Gatorade.
25 condoms and a $10 bill. And my mom basically was like, she's a sex educator, this and that. And my mom's idea was, oh, well, she's a sex educator. That means those things came in handy.
He left off the key detail. His mom sent him flavored condoms. She was thinking about his next girl.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what? So, right. Auntie Vice.
We unlocked some sponsors. Yeah.
When did you, we lost Disney, we lost Toys R Us. And Auntie Vice, when did you find out he was, when did you know he was the one?
Third date. Third date. And yeah, we went out. So I actually chased, we met at an erotic poetry reading in Sacramento. And I had a chase. So I flirted with him all night. He did not pick it up. This is a guy who has, you know, girls tossing it at him and it just by his head. He just keep missing it. And he did it.
He can't even see with glasses on. He's missing everything.
Yeah, he was. And so I literally chased him down for his phone number and asked him out. And you know, I knew there was something special about him from that moment, but by the third date, like, he was just such an amazing guy and so different than everybody else.
How much sweeter that is than 25 condoms and a Gatorade.
What? It's always going to be different with women.
Just in Ryan, come on.
Like, nah,
right. And we're so thoughtful and, you know,
wow.
See, battle of the sexes for real.
Tristan, right. Make it good. Please,
my answer is going to be better than mine.
You go first.
Okay, so we met in July. And, you know, we had been spending so much time together. Like, he would be driving in the Bay and he'd be like, I just want to come and see you real quick, just get a kiss. And then he would never make it to work. So because we were spending so much time together, I knew that I was starting to have feelings for him. And I knew that I was prepared to say, I love you. But I also was like, I'm going to see if he say it first. Right. So I told my mom, I was like, I have a feeling that he's going to tell me he loves me soon. She was like, what? You don't even. I was like, nah, I got a feeling. And I was working at Lane Bryant at the time at the mall. He came on my lunch break. So we spent my lunch break. He took me to like hot dog on a stick or something, something real quick. And
he wanted to see something. Hey, we know either a popsicle, a sucker, or a hot dog on the stick.
Wendy's milkshake.
We need to see something. I need to see the gag reflex. I'm listening too. I need to hear the gag. I know if you ain't got no gag, if I don't hear that, okay. I know something.
So go ahead. Get out of the car, and he was like, "You forgot something." So I'm looking in the car. Like, no, I got everything. I gotta hurry up and get back in to clock in. And he was like, "I love you," and I was like,
that's sweet.
Okay. Okay, Tristan.
You gotta follow that, Tristan. Okay,
that's hard to follow, bro.
Follow that.
From the beginning, she rolled with everything, and from the beginning, it was like we didn't even have dates at first. This was back when I was on my workout kick. So it was like, I'm about to go walk at the park. She'll come to the park. I'm about to go to the gym. She'll be at the gym. I'm about to go to an open mic. She come to the open mic. She behind the camera. So it was like, she liked my lifestyle. And everybody was like, people was acting like I just got out of jail when they saw me with her. You finally got your life together. I'm like,
I was one of them. Hello, good morning. I was one of them.
He was like, I ain't never been told congratulations so many times in my life. Like, I just had a baby.
People say congratulations because I'm walking next to a woman.
Man, look cleaner. Everything look good.
I ain't been to jail before. I ain't never been on drugs. I ain't never had a drinking problem. People,
don't be
here. I just turned my whole life around.
You did.
Hey, okay, so both of you, both couples, do you like your future in-laws?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Well,
he lives with my mom and I, so he knows her real well.
He has to then, yeah. Look at his face.
No, I feel the same about them, so I understand about my side.
But you like his mom?
Yeah. He does family calls every Sunday, so okay. I've talked to his mom and aunts and uncles and cousins and brother and they're a cool group. Okay. I can roll with them.
All right.
Tristan and poultry.
Okay, poultry.
You know what,
Steph? No, I loved her. Her parents came to the car the first time I came to pick her up to take her to the touch class. And I didn't know her parents is...
Okay, my parents are 52 and 50 My mom's about to be 54.
Right. Right. So her parents is 10 years older than me. She's 8 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So I'm right there in the middle. Her parents are my homeboys.
Got it. So, right. Right. Used to see your dad play in college.
I was a freshman school. When her dad was in high school.
Right. Was hooping.
So her parents.
So you love their parents.
Yeah.
What about vice versa?
Their house.
Her That's dad is the in shape version of me. Her mom is the in shape version of her.
Right. Okay.
If they both went on Jenny Craig, they would be up.
So it worked.
Yeah.
You would look like your parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all should before and after pictures. Just take them just because.
Look like Jody, mama, and.
and baby boy,
me and her dad look.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's what's up. Yeah. Right. Your mama got a life.
Matter of fact, we had them hired.
So Ryan, do you like what about his parents
for her dad's birthday? They let me choose what should be the dad's birthday, and I gave them a Trissy.
How come we weren't there?
Hired.
Why you holding out, Tris?
Right.
We could have had all the change moment.
I heard that. Right.
Ryan, do you like his what about his your in-laws or his parents?
They are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't have
pretty cool.
She almost met my dad by a day.
Literally one day.
By one day. We went to the hospital.
No, rewind. You said you want to ride to the bay with me. Mm-hmm. And that one day I met his grandmother, his brothers. We went to a baby shower and prayed over your dad after he came out
of
surgery.
My dad came out of the surgery, right?
And the problem is the same building.
So
that's
I act so much like my dad, so she like my dad. I am my dad. I talk like him and everything, so she gotta like my dad.
Okay, good. All right.
That's what's up.
Okay, so one more question. Something that annoys you about that he or she does. So think of each of you four. Something that they do that annoys you, that they don't
do.
This may be a breakout on here. Maybe something we find out new. Something that annoys you that he or she does.
I can't win debates with her. I can't win debates.
Wait a minute, go ahead.
I can't win debates.
You're always wrong in debates.
No, she's been in the government. She's worked in the government. She's already been political. I mean, I can't win debates. Her views make it much easier for me to go, oh, okay, yeah, I can't win
you
that.
You don't even try anymore. You just be like.
I'll start talking about something and I'm like, oh, and I'm pulling books off my shelf and stuff. Cause my degree is in political psych. So I'm like,
oh, yeah.
read this. And he's like, every time I read this, like, how are you not mad all the time? I'm like, no, I am. Like, hear the shit out, you're mad all the time.
What about you, Auntie Vice? What about him?
He procrastinates.
Ah,
and he procrastinates on the stuff he's supposed to do.
He
wants to.
He's looking at you, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I keep a list of to-dos for him because he'll procrastinate.
So you got a big honey-do list for him.
Yeah, but it's all on his stuff. It's not for me. It's
hilarious.
For him.
Hilarious. Okay.
I answered first last time.
Tristan and Ryan.
Okay. Go ahead. Watch what you say.
Yeah.
I wish you would. She gave me. I wish you would.
Thanks.
I don't know things to be adjusted, but it's things that I wouldn't want to go away. And it's like, you know, she be want to make sure that I'm not upset. And I'm like, even if I am upset, I'm a man and I have to figure it out. But I don't never want you to be stressed that I'm upset. You get what I'm saying? Like.
So wait a minute. Are you what she does that annoying is that she's mother hen?
Yes, but I don't want to put a stress on her because I'm stressed.
We speak man.
Some things is a man's battle and it's not her battle.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm indestructible.
I get it. So you,
like, you know, it's just in my nature. Yeah.
You should take it on because you don't want him to get ulcers alone. Exactly. I get it. Okay. All right.
We're going to figure it out together.
And what about you, Ryan?
I can't say it's all the way bad or annoying, but Tristan has a big heart. And the only negative of that is that he overextends himself for everybody else.
Mm.
And he don't pour back into himself.
Sometimes it's not saving. Himself. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Hey, that's wise right there, man. That's why we women wise, man. That's right. You listen to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we got a game.
All right.
First game, you ready?
All right. Y'all ready? Okay. Okay, so since we've been starting with Sharon, we're going to start with...
Tell them what the game is called first.
Okay. How well do you know your mate?
All right.
All right, let's play this game. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys have to answer first, okay?
Okay.
All right. What was your mate's first job?
Working at the office with her dad or Del Taco?
She worked at a old folks home.
Nope. All right. Okay, go ahead. Auntie Rice, what was your first job?
Dog groomer.
Okay, and Ryan?
What are we talking about, like?
Official job, like official application?
Oh,
well, the one he should know. Okay, all right, good. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, next.
Okay, favorite sex position? Oh, I can't wait to hear this, Sharon and Auntie Vice.
So remember, you're answering this about your mate. So Tristan and Sharon, what is their favorite sex position?
Now or before?
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, now she likes to ride.
Okay. Is that right, Auntie Vice? All right, Tristan.
Doggy style with her legs together. Yes. Not with her legs on the inside and mine's on the outside.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Those are seatbelts. Because they latch on the back. Called
a
seatbelt.
I didn't know it was a name. See, I was dealing with sex educators. Right. She got her PhD in that seatbelt. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Okay. Is your mate a texter or a talker?
A texter.
True.
Tristan?
How about she's a texter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, Ryan? Okay, good. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. What is the favorite time your mate likes to have sex? Is it morning, noon, night? Is there a period of time?
And I'm asking for her.
Yep, your answer. Yep.
Give me a motherfucking turn. I'm 8 years older.
I'm like, you're trying to fucking kill me, right? I'm like,
no. I'm Ron Jeremy in this whole.
Sharon,
I know mostly we do in the evening, but she always told me she wants the morning, just like a warm cup of coffee, just for morning sex.
What is that?
Yeah,
it?
You start off the day right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call it my act right for the day. Like, if you do that, I swear to God, I just be good the whole day.
Exactly.
We ain't getting out of the day.
Good way to ease into the morning.
Right. Okay.
Right. So we got to plan accordingly.
So we're gonna move on to the next thing. Right. Next question. Okay, is your partner a kisser or a hugger?
Oh, she's a kisser.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a kisser. And we should kiss more.
Perfect answer.
Aww. That's sweet.
Good answer.
That's
sweet.
But I'm taller than her,
it don't matter.
No. I'm 6'4". She's 5'4", so... That's two exits down before I get a kiss.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I got a sense.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You both, actually, Tristan and Sharon, you both are real tall. Okay. All right. What's your mate's favorite movie, whether it's now or in their childhood? Favorite movie?
Oh, snap.
Sometimes that's a hard one.
I know the movie's like older, but
I never thought about that.
Actually, it's the John Hughes movies, but I don't think those are it.
You can say you and it's okay to say I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
Somebody was watching 8 years younger than
Auntie
me.
Auntie Rice.
Good Burger, Home of the Good Burger.
Wait, and your answer is this is the one he should know.
He wouldn't know.
I don't really have one, but I will watch. I'll watch Talladega Nights anytime it's on.
Talladega Nights.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. Ooh, Step Brothers.
Who was washing dishes?
Step Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's a funny one. Okay.
All right. Now, ladies, we're going to go down these real quick. All right. Uh-huh. The same ones. Okay. So what was their first job?
His first job, he worked at McDonald's and he worked at Ladies Foot Locker.
Okay. Auntie Rice?
I know it was with accounting. You were like interning when you were in school and you'd leave in the afternoons. Nah, not even. Well, I knew you were doing some weird training thing.
I was actually a concession for a movie theater.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You said that more than once. To be fair, that has been more than one in a lifetime job. So I'm confused about when they were.
All right, ladies, what is their favorite sexual position?
Doggy. Yeah.
He likes to be on top. Mm-hmm.
Missionary. Okay. All right.
I don't like being on top because she makes me laugh every time she looks at me. She's like,
hilarious. Like, oh my God. Now she's right. A whiter.
She's looking at like,
don't she's looking like that. Yeah. That, looking like, yeah, that's like screwing somebody in the morgue.
Yo, I'm like, what you doing? Don't right. Laugh.
And I say inappropriate things.
A dead body. You can't be just looking. All right. Texter or talker?
Talker.
Ryan, texter or talker?
Talker.
Both of them talk. Okay.
I am slow true, on texting. I hate texting. Yeah. Like,
he freaked me out at the beginning of the relationship because after three texts, you pick up the phone and call.
He's like, why are we doing this?
And I'm just, yeah. He's like, no, I just want to talk. I'm like,
that's funny.
Call?
And I'm totally the opposite. I could text all day and you had to tell me to pick up the phone. I'm to make me.
Right, right. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you just don't want to talk to the person because it's easier to shoot a text, answer the question, get it over with.
Yeah,
that's fine. Until it's about 15 texts coming through, you're like, hold on, let's just talk. What do you need to say? Just think what's just said. God dang it.
All right, ladies, their favorite time to have sex: morning, noon, or night?
Midday.
Midday. Okay, the nooner. Okay,
it
all right.
On the day,
Ryan, right?
Because he wakes up earlier than I do. So if he wants to sleep longer, then he wants to have sex in the morning. If he's trying to go to sleep comfortably, then he wants to have sex at night. So it just depends on the temperature of him.
Whenever I gotta go to sleep.
So you're strategic. You're strategic. Just
I'm whenever.
Okay. 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 You're a kiss. Is he a kiss or a hugger, Ryan?
Yeah, it depends if I'm drinking or.
Right. If he's drunk, he's a kisser. If he's sober, he's a
I'm 6'4". He's sober, she's 5'4".
Okay.
It's easier for him to hug me, though.
Yeah. I get it. Basically, you picking her up, right. Like
I'm
put on your hip.
I'm on his hip, Steph. That's not happening.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Auntie Vice, is he a kiss or a hugger?
Hugger.
Okay, okay. And now, what was his favorite movie as a child or now, recently?
He loves. God, we watch movies all the time. I don't know if you have a favorite. We've been killing it on the Marvels, and I know he likes the first Iron Man a lot, but I don't think it's his favorite.
Is it Crush Crew, Ryan?
Yes.
Tristan, is Crush Crew? Hilarious.
Bad Boys.
Yep. Wow.
Hilarious.
And,
Sharon, okay. What's yours?
So my favorite rom-com is All About Cats and Dogs with Jeanette Garofalo.
Wow. Okay, rom-commer. I see. Okay, okay.
All righty.
All right, second game. How well do you know men or women? So this one is going to be the guys, Sharon and Tristan, against Ryan and Auntie Vice.
Okay.
Okay.
So Christy's going to ask the men multiple choice questions.
All right.
And then we'll see how many, it's 9 of them. We'll see how many you get right. And then I'm going to ask the ladies multiple choice questions. These are questions about the opposite sex. Okay. Go ahead, Christy.
Okay. First question to you guys. How many Golden Girls were there and what were their characters' names?
4. Blanche, Rose,
Sylvia.
Don't help them. You can't, don't help them.
Sylvia, okay. No, who was the Sylvia?
You're close.
The two.
Listen, you can help me out. You're a man.
Bro.
It was B. Arthur. I don't know what B. Arthur's name, character's name was. And then her mom. Gladys, those are two ones I don't know.
So you got Blanche. Say the four again.
Blanche and Rose.
Okay.
Lady Wright and the other lady. But I don't know what B. Arthur and her mom's character's name was.
Okay. So we
can. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. Okay.
Half a point.
All right. Question. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by a set of scales? Is it Pisces, Libra, or Virgo?
Oh, Libra.
Okay.
Oh, good job. Okay. All right, fellas. Okay, what type of beauty products does Paul Mitchell make? Is it hair care, nail care, or skin care?
He works at a salon.
Okay. All right, awesome. Okay, which of the events is not represented in women's gymnastics? Is it floor, vault, or parallel bars?
Parallel bars.
Okay.
Parallel bars is, I thought that is represented.
Uneven bars.
Uneven. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, not parallel bars. Yeah. Okay. Which cosmetic company uses the slogan?
Let me sing it. Maybe she's born with this.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Look at that. You didn't have to.
Like, we've been to Atlanta. Where the money resides. Where the money resides.
Where the money resides.
You know, Paul Mitchell and Maybelline. I'm a bad bitch tonight.
Please don't be a bad bitch. All right, fellas.
If you have put a ring on it, you should know this answer, okay? What shape is the princess cut diamond? Is it circle, oval, or square?
Circle.
Really, square?
All right.
Okay, got that wrong. Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Come on, fellas.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, last question, okay? Y'all got
No, 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 it's two
question.
More after that.
Yep. Hang on. Am I not seeing it?
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Here we go. Okay, I see it. Okay. What's a bangle? Is it a hair tie? Is it a band? Or is it a bracelet?
Bangles have always been like those bracelets.
Chad Johnson, Ocho single.
That's correct.
It's the bracelet.
They gave you three choices.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. When do you eat the top of your wedding cake? Is it the night of your wedding? Is it the day after your wedding?
One year
or is it
after
the
wedding. Anniversary.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tris.
All right. You know this. Okay. What is an emery board? Is it a type of surfboard for girls? Is it a shoe? Or is
a nail file?
Okay. All right.
One, two, three, Chrissy, four, five,
I'm
six,
impressed.
Seven. 7.5 points. Seven and a half points, fellas.
Okay. 7.5 points. All right, Steph, go ahead.
All right, ladies.
All right.
All right, you ready, ladies?
We ready.
All right. In the Star Series Power, what kind of car does Tommy drive?
I have no idea. Right.
Can't cheat. You can't cheat.
I don't have stars.
Yeah.
You never saw Power?
No, I saw a movie with the main character from that in it, but I haven't seen Power.
Ryan, you want to take a guess?
Camaro?
That is
Mustang was correct?
That's correct.
Nice.
Oh, she got it.
Yeah, Ford Mustang is correct. If you want an extra half point, what decade is this car in?
The only decade that it matters.
60s?
All right, 60s? Ready? What country is Heineken beer from? Denmark, Germany, or Holland?
Germany.
I'm going to go with Ryan. Tracy Weiss's answer because I trust her.
No, I was wrong. Like Run DMC, Holland Queen.
What does the company Michelin make? Power tools, tires, or golf clubs?
Tires.
I got the Michelin man behind me.
What is Daytona famous for? Brewing beer, race cars, or running of the bulls?
Race cars.
All right. Ooh. What major car company uses a prancing horse as its trademark? Ferrari, General Motors, or Porsche?
Ferrari.
Woohoo!
Apart from the short heel, what is a stiletto? Is it a type of nail? Is it a short knife or a type of drill?
It's a knife.
All right.
I have a lovely one.
All right. What baseball team calls Fenway Park their home? The New York Mets, the New York Yankees, or the Boston Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Woo! Look at you.
Porsche automobiles are made in what country? Is it Germany, England, or Japan?
Be Germany. Porsche.
Yeah.
Good job. In baseball, what inning do you stretch? The eighth, the seventh, or the ninth?
Woo!
Wow.
After the seventh.
And fellas.
The girls are hot.
Wait a minute. Oh, we might have to ask a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah, it's a tiebreaker. They didn't tie it up. We give it to both of them. Good job.
Okay,
good job.
Yeah.
On the game. Good job. All right.
That was fun.
You guys have been wonderful today. We just have one more question before we leave, but I wanted to thank you both and also congratulate you both on your engagements. I hope we're invited to the wedding.
Absolutely.
I hope I get to MC it. But anyway, I hope we're invited to the weddings. I give great wedding gifts. Anyway. So we ask this question of everyone, and Chrissy's going to ask you this question. This is everybody gets to answer this question. But you're going to answer this today as couples.
Couples.
Today. Mm-hmm. Couple. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So if you could invite three people to dinner, it doesn't matter if they are alive or dead. Who would they be and what would you be serving?
So together, you two have to think about this together. Mm-hmm. So three guests, but not three guests apiece, but three guests together. So
together. Dead or alive, okay? Dead or alive, and then what would you be serving?
What would you get?
I'd be your dad. I'd want to meet your dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sharon, like, I didn't want to meet that dude.
No. These good people. It's just like, I didn't know she wanted me.
Yeah, he died before.
Sharon had someone else in mind.
Now, y'all talk amongst yourselves. And while that's going on, please remember, listeners, go ahead and email us for ideas, questions, anything you want to know, any topics you want to hear at offthechange@gmail.com. That's offthechange@gmail.com. offthechange@gmail.com. Like our Instagram page, Off the Change on Instagram. Also, subscribe, like, share our YouTube channel, Off the Change on YouTube. Please hit us up any and all times. Subscribe and share this, please, please, please. We're trying for 5,000 listeners and subscriptions per month starting in March. So 5,000 downloads.
Yep.
All right, Tristan and Ryan, you ready?
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Three people. So three people you would invite to dinner, who they are, dead or alive, and Tupac? What would you be serving?
Is Uncle Arzo. And okay. His dad.
All right.
And we're gonna okay. Uncle Arzo.
Wait a minute, Uncle who?
And his dad.
Uncle Arzo. Okay.
We're serving. Okay.
And what you serve?
Because that's his favorite food.
Spicy. No vegetables. No nothing else. Green. Just okay.
Jalapenos a vegetable.
Okay. Okay. All right, Sharon, Auntie Rice.
So my father.
Okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
Oh,
and because she worked with him,
and he's still alive,
and then also Freddie Mercury. Yeah,
it can be dead or alive, Tristan. Freddie who?
Mercury.
Freddie Mercury. That's gonna be a live dinner right there.
Right.
What are y'all serving?
Fried chicken, mac and cheese, and greens.
That sounds like a Freddie Mercury song.
Right. I see. Hey, it's Sharon Sally. You got some sister with Auntie Rice. I see what's going on. I see what's happening.
You don't know. Thank Kyrie. Y'all. Kyrie recommends her every time with her cornbread.
Yeah, Kyrie Shabazz. I used to sell dinners to comics and stuff, and I made mac and cheese and fried chicken, and he was skeptical as shit. He's like, white girl making fried chicken.
Right.
Then he had it, and he's like, nah, you can cook. He called me, and he's like, can you teach me to make chicken? Don't tell my mom I asked a white girl.
Yeah, we can't. That's definitely, like, yeah, that's top secret.
A hella compliment.
Yeah. Top secret. Thank y'all so much for joining Off the Change today. Quickly, Tristan and Ryan, tell them where they can find you, your social media handles.
You can find me under Tristan Funny on Instagram, Tristan Funny, and Facebook. Tristan
Fun. Facebook is Ryan Davis and Instagram is Rad Beauty.
Right on, Off the Change. Yes. Thank you. Sharon and Auntie Vice, go ahead and give me your handles.
I'm on Auntie Vice on most social medias. My website is AuntieVice.com and my kink blog is LoveLettersToAUnicorn.com.
Ooh.
Love Letters to a Unicorn. Sharon?
You can find me on A Serious Production on everything, DJing on podcasts, and also producer of this show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much. This has been a good segment of Off the Change. We'll be right back after these moments.
Oh, you know it's Off the Change.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you to our sponsors of Off the Change. Welcome back from the sponsor break. So reminder, everybody can email us at any time for topics, questions. As a matter of fact, I love everybody to email us with the answer to our question we always ask about the dinner. So what three friends, dead or alive, would you have over to dinner and what would you serve? So we would love answers to that. So that's offthechange@gmail.com. That's offthechange. offthechange@gmail.com. IG page Off the Change. Twitter Off the Change Pod 1. And on YouTube, of course, Off the Change. offthechange. Find us, like us, subscribe us, share with your friends, share with your mama, everybody, grandmama, every and anybody. All right. So we are back and we're talking about Valentine's Day and Love Month. We're talking about couples, talking about singles, and Black History Month. So we want to weave in a couple other things here. Now it's time to talk about being single. So we talked to the couples. Time to talk about being single. And unfortunately, I am the only one on Off the Change team that is single. But anyway, I got my violin. And by the way, it's Chinese New Year. So woo! I gotta give a shout out to my Age of Persuasion co-host, this age, and look at her, look what she got on. See that?
Nice.
Show up to them. Bam. You know. But they ain't really looking at the shirt. You dig?
You dig. You
dig. All right, so look.
She gave a shake.
I'm showing all that. We just got about 5,000 more subscribers. Keep it showing. Keep it coming. All right. So Valentine's Day, not just for couples. There are 35 million single people in the U.S. Did you know that? 35 million people. And counting. 35 million people single in the U.S. These are people that are over the age 18 and over. So anyway.
You have to start asking yourself why there's so many singles out there.
Well, I mean, we could talk about numbers. Women far outnumber us. We have more choices, and that's bad for you guys because we are not as smart. We're not as educated. It's proven, statistics show it, and so forth. So you guys actually have to date now when you date us. You know that?
Most of the time?
Yeah, most of the time in the stats, they have to date down. Like it's us choosing somebody that makes more. Now even, they said by next year, so there's this big gap in the ceiling of rate wages, how much women make versus men and so forth. That's closing quickly. And so it'll be soon that you guys will just be dating gas station attendants at 7-Eleven, even if you got a PhD. And that, so a good thing you married. That's what I'm saying. You and Sharon, good thing you got one because good thing you married. I have to figure that out. Anyway, so tell us this. Let's answer these questions together. So.
Yep.
What have you learned from past relationships that you will carry into the next one? So, Sharon, you're about to get married, and you are not married, Christy. And so what? And then I'll answer, what have you learned in past relationships that make you better in this one? And Christy, you too, when you were single.
Well, I would say, self-reflection, being able to compromise, being respectful, and just being aware. I think being aware. Yeah. Because, sometimes you're so into yourself or whatever's going on in just your own life and not thinking about your partner. So really just being like courteous in that mindset. And then that kind of leads into being respectful. That kind of leads into your own self-reflection. Because if you didn't look at the things that you did before in past relationships, because we know we're not all perfect, right? So when you look at that, it's hard to look yourself in the mirror and say, there's things I have to work on.
Yeah. From every experience, you learn or grow.
Right.
You have to learn
make,
or grow. Yeah.
Yeah, to make growth changes, to make my relationship, our relationship work and grow together instead of growing apart. So that's some of the things I learned.
That's good. I'm kind of sad you went first because ours won't be as good as that. But Sharon, go ahead. Sharon, what did you learn, man, that's going to be good in this one? What did you learn?
What I learned is... be acceptable to your own decision. So if you basically want to get out of a relationship, don't regret it. Don't come back and go, well, I wish I was with so-and-so, but I did this wrong and blah, blah, blah. Just go ahead.
So accept accountability for whatever decisions you make.
Accept your consequences because it's going to come back and it's not going to bite you. It's just going to make you just reflect on some things. Like, why did I get with you when I could have got with a girl?
So you're saying clean slate. You got to have a clean slate.
Oh, you got to have a clean slate when you walk in because you walk in with baggage. Then you basically are going to, that's what's going to happen. You're going to walk in with baggage and it's not going to help this relationship or anything. Second thing I learned is be ready for things that you're not used to, like holidays. Or even if they have kids, be ready for when their kid act up and you're just standing there trying to figure out how to discipline these kids.
That's choices too, because you got to be like, if you make your choice, do I date somebody with or without kids, or can I date somebody who does not share the same faith as me, and so forth? Be ready for those consequences, basically. Yeah,
you got to be ready for everything that comes out of it. And then just understand the investment of it, because you are invested into somebody else's life. So be ready if some argument comes with it, and it's like, well, you got a car, I got this, and this, I only got this bucket, and blah blah blah. It's like, well,
right.
Be glad you got something, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Work hard.
Because when it's gone, it's just like, gotta build back slowly up again. Come on.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
It's funny, when I put this question down, I was hoping everybody else would have to answer it, so we'd have a bunch of singles on here. But since it's just us, we got to answer it. So it opens me up to some susceptibility. And I'll tell you this why. I fell into a lot of toxic men traits. Being a single guy, and being a single guy who came from inner city and raised, I was adopted, but my parents are much older than me. So my dad wasn't like with the times. He was a great provider and things of that nature, but I didn't really know how to be in a relationship. I learned it as I went. And so now as I get older, I realize I was playing into a lot of toxic things. For instance, nobody was enough because I was always looking at the next one. And because when we came up, we would talk quantity over quality. Mm-hmm. I can still remember the first game we played coming up. You played that the OGs teach you is how many numbers can you get at the mall? Not can you get the best girls or the prettiest girls number, but how many? And I remember in middle school, we were talking and sitting around, and an older cat asked one of my friends, my friends, how many of y'all got girlfriends? And the guy said, I got a girlfriend. And the guy said, how many? He said, man, I just got one. He said, you don't never have just one girlfriend. Right. Mm-hmm. And we respected these guys. So I'm thinking, oh, this knowledge, just they dropping. So that became toxic mindset. But you're always thinking of the next one. So nobody was ever enough. So now that I know, man, coming forward, woo, how wrong that is and what that was. So I learned that definitely. And then also communication. We can always say communication, but it's real communication. Like really, my mom told me the best advice she gave me. She was like, never lie to a woman because you take away her choices. When you take away her choices, that's when you have a problem. Even if it's something crazy, if you like, look, I'm cheating, blah, blah, blah. Let her make the decision and let you cheat or stay with you or whatever. But don't lie, because then you take away her choice, and that's when you get hurt or killed. But so women might surprise, somebody might surprise you when you're honest. So I learned that. So definitely communication, being totally and completely honest, and getting away from this toxic mindset. So that's going to be definitely what I take in the next relationship. And letting that person know they're enough. And like you said, Sharon, you know, don't hold on to no baggage. No, oh man, I wish I could have, should have, would have. And being honest about who you want. Like now I know I can't date anybody with young children. I just it might be some great women out there, and I've met some great women who have young children. I just can't do it though. I know that's me. I can't do the young children thing. My children are grown, can't do it. So it's something I gotta just live with. But I'm tell you this funny story. For Valentine's Day, what I got this year, a young lady who was interested in me, and I said, you know what, you have young children, I can't date you. Never went on a date with her or anything. She sent me this. Can you see that?
Yeah, I'm trying to do your own thing.
It's go fuck yourself candle.
Damn.
She sent me a go fuck
yourself. She told you how she felt about you. Yes.
Damn.
That's crazy, right? I said, wow. So anyway.
But she went out her way to send you that. I mean, you hurt her feelings.
That's from being honest. I've just
said out. Right.
Wow.
She wasted money to send you that, though. So I wouldn't have done that. I've been like, no, I would have sent you a text message.
Right. I said, damn. Okay.
Wow.
And I heard her about said, thank you very much for the camp.
That's what I was saying. Did you thank her?
I hope you die. What's even funnier? Let me tell you what's even funnier. The candle, I'm allergic. Everybody knows I'm allergic to coconut. That knows me. Allergic to coconut. The candle is coconut.
I knew it. God damn.
Wow. She said this. I mean, she meant it all.
I can't make this stuff up. That's crazy. Hey, so that brings me to this. So would either of you, any of you, have you ever done it? Would you consider like alternative lifestyles and sex, polygamy, swinging, anything of that nature?
Absolutely.
I've done it.
You would.
I'm the wife over here offering my husband a second wife, a maid, nanny, whatever.
Wow. And why? Okay, interesting. Tell me more.
Because I'm busy.
That too.
Well, is it that you are so confident, you know that you're going to be main?
I know what I bring to the table. So that's, okay. That doesn't pose a threat for me.
Okay.
It doesn't, bother me in that sense. So we were talking about splitting chores, and here's the thing. Everybody know I don't do chores. I just don't do it. I make that up from, I do it once a year for the Chinese New Year weekend because it's supposed to bring, luck and wealth and all that stuff because people clean your house and, fresh slate for the new year.
Yeah.
It's the only time I do it. So he's like, oh man, it should be like every year. Like every day, like Chinese New Year should be every day.
Week.
like I'm a slave or something. And so he was like, it'd be nice if you helped out every now and then. I'm like, okay. Like, why can't we just get a maid or a nanny? Or why don't you just get a second wife? She's sucking dick. It's cool.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, right here, we breaking ground off the Chain Podcast. Breaking news. Breaking news.
My husband thinks I'm completely crazy off the chain.
Basically, that's off the change moment right there. That's
I'm not normal. I know that, but he knew what he married, so it wasn't I always say, hey, we're married, we're not blind. So we be out sometimes, and we be staring at the same chick. I'm like, I know you looking at her because she badass. Like I'm looking at her too.
I like women like you. I do like that. I do. I can appreciate that because I think it's silly for people to be like, you ain't got no eyes. No more. Man, we all got eyes. We all look visually. We're all visual people.
It's a natural thing to do. Yeah. It's a natural thing to do. You're human, and there is nothing wrong with that. If you're not being disrespectful about it,
right. That's the thing. Disrespectful. I call it the 3 second rule. Don't look longer than 3 seconds. 3 seconds.
3 second rule.
You can look at 3 seconds. You can everybody look at 3 seconds. Hey, after that. Hey.
But you can drop your food for 5 or 10 seconds, but you can't look for more than 3.
Hey, the drop your food, bro, is still 3 for me. Everything in 3 for me. Everything in 3. Sharon, what about you?
Like
polygamy, swinging, but the alternative lifestyle, would you consider it? Have you done it? Would you?
Basically, I went to the beatings. They actually have meetings.
I'm sorry, did you say meetings?
You went to the meetings.
They have meetings. I was in meetings.
They got professional.
I don't know if they still have them now because of the whole COVID thing. But yeah, they had meetings. I've been to 3 of the meetings and looked in and even to the parties and stuff because basically Auntie Vice is she does kink. She's basically an educator, so she already knows all the things and stuff.
Right.
Looked into it. So, and yeah, it just like you said, 3 seconds. It's funny when you say 3 seconds, I look and I get 3 seconds, but then she looks and goes, she looks nice, don't she? Got the nice breasts right there. I'm like, I don't know how to count this.
You don't know if this is a setup.
No, it's not because she's a lesbian. She's also a lesbian too, so she's both. So it's like, just makes it like.
Wait a minute. Oh, see, you know what? Best of both worlds.
I got a pansexual.
Both of y'all had the best of both worlds. I knew I picked y'all on off the change for a reason. This is crazy.
Man.
So
we're gonna bring it today.
Let me tell you this, as a single guy, I have been approached by couples.
Okay.
Right now, especially being a comedian. In other cities and stuff, and we go to other cities, comedians approached a lot. Hey, why don't you take my wife? Why don't you take so and so?
Take my wife.
Yeah.
I'm
good. So I think it's like one of the things where I say I would do it. I'm talking a lot of cash. And then it's come up out and be like, no, I'm good, player. I'm going to go back over here and read my Bible. I love the people do it. And I love that, I wouldn't mind. I've dated somebody who was also had been into women before and can say, that doesn't bother me at all. I think it's, it's cool that we can talk about it and look at it. But that's interesting. Wow. Okay. All right. So what's the largest age gap, a difference up and down you think you would consider if you were single or have and or is right for someone to consider? Not R. Kelly thing, but somebody in what is the age gap? I'll tell you. So mine would be I date younger because I look younger. So I have dated as much as 16 years behind me. I would not date. It's funny, though, things are I'm not attracted to women my age or older at all. I date, not looks, just some beautiful women. But they don't share my same energy. I think, cause I think I'm Peter Pan. I think I'm like 26. Mine is something. We don't have the same energy. So I can't date up. I would date my age, and probably maybe 3 years ahead, but I definitely But 16 years is the max of dated below. But optimally would be 5 to 8. 5 to 8. What about you, Christy?
I would say mine would be 5. To be
five
honest,
up or down? Up or down?
Five up, ooh, down. I mean, you know, I would say I'd go 5 down, you know?
Okay.
Because, I mean, now that I'm at the older age, you know, they always say men are a little bit behind us when it comes to maturity. Now, I mean, I'm not that mature myself. So, you know, I'm young at heart. I like to say I'm young at heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm playful, I'm funny, and I love music. So the thing is, like, if we're outside the genres of music, that's going to bother me. Because, you know, I'm over here, if I'm spitting lyrics, if you don't know them, we can't have fun. You know what I mean? Like, we can't, like...
You spitting Brother Lynch or Ice Cube, and they don't know it? You,
right. Because if I'm over here, like, I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one, and then he don't know it, then it's like, oh, you don't know that one?
Yeah. I get it. That's funny. That is a definite divide. Music can cause that, like, because if somebody, that's what happened like that younger. They be like, I don't know him. I don't know Keith Sweat. You know, Trey Songz is our Keith Sweat. No, Trey Songz ain't Keith Sweat. So we have
to. It's not. No, it's different. Yeah. Like, it is different for me. So I would say 5 up, 5 down. And then that way, at least we got a little bit of common ground to work with there, because, you know, you got to have similar interests.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, you have to, I'm a challenging person to be with, because I require a lot of space. I require a lot of privacy. I just require a lot of me.
Yeah. So, wow. So, you know, some me time. You basically want a relationship with them on the side. That's what you want. A relationship with yourself on the side.
Yeah.
Like, so you got a marriage with him on the side.
Yeah. Like, I'm the prime rib. You can be the steak. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I respect that for my significant other. So, like, with my husband, I respect his space. I respect his privacy. Mm. So, and I'm not a nosy person. I'm not a, you know.
What's your sign again?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's why. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know why people say that, because I don't, you know.
Yeah, Cancer really don't even like people. They, y'all don't really like
people. Here's the thing. I love people.
Yeah, no, and I'm talking about in a relationship, your love language is definitely not quality time, physical touch. Your love language is something else. Is the gifts, the space. You like that. Cancers are like that. Y'all aloof. Like me, Leo, I got to be up under you. But Leos are like this. I got to be up under you when I want to, but when I don't want to, I'm out. Don't.
I'm out.
Let's move. Stop. Yeah. Stop playing. Quit playing. Sharon, what about you, man? Up or down? Age difference.
I will say now my age difference is 6 up and down.
6 up and down, okay.
The reason why I say 6 is because I've done 7. I've done 10 years. I've been 7 years younger. That's why I got my baby's mama. And that was a weird feeling. I'm 25. She's freaking 18. It's like, crap. And then I've also done older. And it feels weird when your mom finds out you're dating an old woman. And she finds out that old woman is about 2 years younger than her. And you're like,
right.
You're talking about Barbara.
Weird situation.
You're talking about Barbara. Barbara and I go to the same hairdresser. We go to the same nail salon.
Who are you messing with? Like, I don't know, Mom. I don't know. So yeah, and plus it makes it much easier to deal with when, like you said, music. Because if I'm saying a Keith Sweat song or something, she's singing New Kid on the Block, it's gonna be kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, you're into that? Okay.
K-pop.
You'd be like, what?
Right. I can't get into that. I'm like, they wear makeup?
No.
Like, I can't get it.
So it does make more sense when you basically are talking to someone not too young that they can know when you say something like, oh, that's not like modems. Like, huh? It's like, what's a modem? It's like, okay, we're going to be there.
Right. Yeah. And don't say VHS. And they're like, what?
Right. And don't even say cassette player. Because they don't. I said, remember when you had to hit the play and the record at the same time?
They don't know about that.
And you had to get it right when you heard a song on the radio you wanted to record back in the day. They don't know nothing about that.
Nothing about the party lines. Call away. Star 6-7. Come on, man. They don't know
Star 6-7. Oh, yeah. Don't call nobody back.
Yeah.
Call me now. You know, Miss Cleo? What's wrong with you?
Or like when caller ID drop. Ooh.
Oh, you can't say, right. That was crazy.
Man. I didn't call you 5 times.
And, yeah, when pages came with tech, remember pages started with text.
Oh, yeah, with messages.
I found out that's how women identify. You say, here's your code. Call this when you call me, put this code in. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had a code right like 3 weeks later. Yeah. It's like, I bought a code 12P5. I was like, oh, you knew I was calling. Yeah.
Oh, hilarious.
Okay. Right. Isn't that funny?
About that. We did last of that. So, okay. Yeah. So now that both of you, I want to answer this because you both are in relationships now. If you had to do all over again, what would be your ideal first date? Ideal first date.
I need some
suggestions for my first date. I'm going to tell you what mine would be, but you know, y'all experience.
Ideal first date. Yeah. So I would say, I'm going to tell you our first date and then what, you know, because, you know, we were young. So, you know, when you're young, you're limited to what you can do.
Right. I get it. That's what I'm saying now, if you could do it all over again, present day.
So we were young and we met at a bowling alley. So I didn't really know him.
Oh, nice.
And so first date, he brought his best friend. I brought my friend at the time. It wasn't a double date because it wasn't, the standard wasn't, oh, you bring a friend for my friend. It wasn't like that. It was like, I'm gonna bring a friend because I didn't want to be alone. I don't know you like that. Even though I was 16, I was smart enough to know, like, I'm not going out with you by myself. So,
time out. You were 16 on your first. So you've been dating this cat since high school?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Push play.
So, so first of all, I didn't even know he had a car. So, he was 18. So we're 2 years apart. So he was 18 and I was 16. And so he picked me up and I didn't know he had a car because when I met him, he was rolling with his friend. So I just assumed he didn't have a car.
Right.
I didn't have a car, obviously, at that time yet. So then he picked me up and then with his friend and then we went to go pick up my friend. And then we went to Thursday Night Market. Remember Thursday Night Market?
Thursday Night Market in Sacramento, everybody. Thursday Night Market was cracking. Okay. And so all you do is walk past people and look all like up and down this market, this street. Yeah.
And those outdoor like street vendors and craft vendors and there's performances. There's stuff going on.
There's stuff going on.
But it was really like eye candy market.
Yes,
so we
did
that. And then we stopped in the Taco Bell because I was hungry. And then we went to the state fair.
Okay. Oh, wow. All in the same day?
All in the same day.
Okay.
We spent all day together, all day, all night together.
California State Fair. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the state fair has always been sentimental for us because of that. And so, and that's when we first held hands and all that stuff. So, that was our first date. Now, if I were to do a first date now and today where I am now, it would be, a walk in Old Sacramento, like just take a walk along the river, you know, and talk and then grab a bite to eat because I love to eat. So food has to be incorporated somehow.
Yeah.
Through that date.
It's more about intimacy rather than activities back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's interesting.
I'm an older woman. I'm more experienced. It'd be different. And then, you know, and then if we can work sex into it, I'm really feeling you. That's great too. But if that doesn't pop up on the first date, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Okay.
But you know, I want to find out early because I don't want to be like, you know,
on the 4 inches or 3 inches.
And then, like, you don't have no techniques, then I might, you know.
No stroke. Or you got to check the size too. I know that when my women friends tell me all the time, we checking the size. Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
Checking the penis size?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I was like checking the size, like, are we talking about the strokes?
They check the size. Before that, they were making sure it's worth even getting in bed to get stroked.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where dancing comes into play. You gotta come play dancing.
They don't slow dance no more. Remember, you used to slow dance? It was three in a row. You waited on that three slow songs. Come on, dance.
If he comes over, do the little Trump move on you. You're just like,
I'm like, good. Yeah, you're probably not the one.
No. Not the one.
It's like, nah.
I got you. What's your ideal first date, man?
Now,
do it all over again.
So nowadays it's go for a walk and also go to a nice restaurant because. Nowadays, you have to have something to talk about. You know, you need some time to talk with the person. Yeah. You really get to mingle with them and stuff. And then also have a good restaurant. because you want to see how they eat or what they order, because you got to know this is going to be one of those, you know, I'm not saying she has to like, oh, salad, you know, but she goes around like, yeah, I want the main item on the soup of the day, this is that. You're like, damn. Cause yeah. I had a girl do that to me over in SAC, went to the Soul's Kitchen, and she busted out like freaking $40
and everything on the menu.
Like $40 worth of food. I'm like,
hey, you know, you heard about women dating just to eat meals. I know some people like that. I'd be like,
the thing.
What? Yeah. Like, you can't feed yourself.
I was like, I had to look at everybody that's like, they like, Bill gave $50. I was thinking like, yo, you get a little thing, I get something.
Yeah.
Spending $20-$30 and now I'm good. You spending $50. I'm looking at her like, should I leave?
You already checking your account. If you're young, you're checking your account. Let me see that. Good.
I'm good. I didn't call it back, but it was just like, really?
That's important. That's good. That's a good one. So my idea now, like you said, Christy, and both of y'all, like, then it was activities. It was like the most we could do in a night. I'm like, I want to show you just all this. But then I didn't even know her. I realized I didn't even know her after that. I didn't find out anything. So, like, it would definitely be somewhere intimate, maybe the park. Or now I'm thinking these, like, there's this organization who does, a friend of mine shouts out, she does picnics. She sets up the picnic for you.
Oh, yeah, see, that would be sweet.
And it has a theme. Theme picnic and so forth, and then they come and set it up, break it down, everything, and then are you know, and you just talking, doing your thing. I would do something like that, because then that would encompass the food. Mm-hmm. I get to control the cost, like you said, Sharon, right. And then it's us talking. It's just she and I, and then it would go further from there. Then you know, I'd have to see first, like you said, what type of person I'm dealing with. If we just dating for meals. And she's, you know, really just one of many or whatever the case may be. But it would have to be something like that now. But that's good. That's good.
Also, watch out for the wine, how much wine you drink, too.
Yeah.
Right. Bro. Oh, yeah. And how she reacts after that wine, or he reacts after that wine.
Yeah. Like, how they react that after wine. Their wine.
That could be an embarrassing date for you.
See, that drunk females cannot. I can't do it.
Oh, especially they're crying.
You gotta better hold your liquor.
I tell my friends, I'm like, don't be a crier, because I'd be the first one to walk away from you.
Hey, crying, happy, angry in the same sentence. That's what killed me. I ain't I'm dating the Joker. This is what I'm dating right now, the Joker.
I mean, All right.
Okay, Steph, you ready? I'm gonna ask you some questions. How about that?
Okay.
Since Sharon and I have been answering all these couple questions, we're gonna knock at you with some single questions. All right. So are you single by choice? Or you know?
I'm single. That's a good question. We're gonna go with yes for $500, Alex.
Okay. All right.
Contribute to Alex, yeah. Go ahead.
You're not gonna elaborate on that?
Well,
I know that was a better idea to do.
So everybody knows. So I'm sorry.
Really, look at that, single, ready to mingle.
I'm single by choice, but because I have, but because it probably, yeah, I'm single by choice, but I want a relationship. But I'm something else. I'm working. Mm-hmm. I had to work on me after I went through a marriage, very short marriage, and then a very toxic time, and I had to correct me. So I corrected me. I took 2 years to correct me, right, and to work on me. So yeah, now I'm ready, but it has to be the right situation and so forth. Yeah, because now I'm at the age I only got one or two left. You know, because if I waste, you know, 5 years with somebody, I'm like, damn, wait a minute. I got to get somebody now. And I don't want to be that age. So I'm not going to look this good and young forever. I don't want to be where it's just like I become somebody and she becomes somebody just best option, next best option. You'd be like, well, we both single. We look at each other and we might as well be together. I don't want to do that either. And we have rocking chairs on the patio, on the porch. I want to
be alone.
I want to be some active. We just together holding pinkies. I want to do something active. You know, right now. So.
Right. No, I respect the honesty because that's that's important. And then the working on you part, because that's you recognizing something in yourself. That's that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would you consider yourself a good catch now that you've been working on yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll say no on video, but okay.
Yeah, I'm a good catch. What you mean? Shoot. I think on paper, like on that's what the problem has been. On paper, I'm a great catch. Then in it, I was like, oh, I'm such a Leo. I was not a good compromiser. I wanted things my way. I was not good at I was not good at that. So yeah.
Okay. Now, same question back to you. Would you do polygamy or swingers, that type of relationship in your next relationship?
Not now.
Have you considered? Not now.
Not at this age. At this age, I can't. We can go. Hey, look, I take a lot of vitamins. I do my thing, but we ain't about to do everybody now. We got some decisions we got to make, player.
Those one-on-one. It's just like,
we got to make. Now, you know, every year, maybe we go to Vegas, we wild out on something, but I ain't, no. Not as a lifestyle, no.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right.
It takes a simple mind. It takes a strong mental to do it, man.
It does. Because you think you can do that, but... Yeah, you know, because now I get angry after somebody look at my girl after 3 seconds. So it's like, I can pick somebody in bed with them, entertain her. And if she making noises she ain't never made with me, I'm like, wait a minute. What's going over there? What you got over there, player? What you got?
But you can learn from that, you know?
Yeah, you can learn.
It helps you. I think it helps everybody step the game up.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it can help. I'm just saying. Okay. It can help. All right, so let's play a little game. All right, you ready for a little game?
Here we go. Yeah, I'm ready for this game. Lord have mercy. Okay. I'm on a hot seat in my own show. Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
So you know, why is it that now this is what society depicts? Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it that men are afraid of commitment? Because I'm gonna tell you, you know, I'm afraid of commitment too, and I'm a woman. But not everybody is built like me. I know that far few from me. So. But why is it that people always assume that men are afraid of commitment?
I think, my little spill on that. I think what happens is we have too many choices. And so, like, for instance, I used to be like, well, how could I see other cultures that have arranged marriages, right? And we coming up like, man, I would never do that. Heck, no, I couldn't. What would you have an arranged marriage for? But it makes it so much easier because now with all the choice we got, we think we're missing out on the next best thing. So like, if I commit to her, wait a minute. And then what happens too is, let me tell you what happens. These 10s, you know, there's a rating scale, 1 to 10. You already know what you are. Mm-hmm. But some 10 women mess it up for everybody. This, for guys, let me tell you why. Because 10 women will go out and they're feeling bad about themselves because whatever happened in their relationship or whatever. And they'll give a 6 or 7 guy some rhythm and play. This 6 or 7 now thinks he's a 10. Messes up the rating scale for everybody, right? So now... Now he somebody 6 or 7 like, ooh, I got Beyonce, I can get another 10, you know. But now what, it was a one off player that she was feeling sorry for you, but it messes up the whole scale. So we're afraid of that because we just think we gotta live with this choice, and we're scared of doing that.
Missing out on something you think might be
FOMO. We are FOMO.
That the grass is going to be greener on the other side.
We suffer from FOMO, exactly.
Yeah,
we
are missing out. FOMO.
Yes.
Now you sound like a millennial, Peter Pan.
It's technically missing out and also foresight. Because when you see your boys getting divorced and stuff, or even when you're a kid and you see your parents getting divorced, you're like, I don't want that.
Right.
You don't want to deal with that. You just you see all the drama it came with it and stuff, or even the financial. You're like, man, you're going to treat. I've seen guys that just treat women like, you know, like she's just another thing to me because I'm not going to marry you. So that's another thing. You kind of guys have a weird way of not seeing the girl staying with them forever because of everything else. Like, oh, she can get this for me if I have to go with child support, like I go with alimony, this and this.
Right.
And now it's funnier now because there are guys, it's gone reverse now. I know women that basically have to pay their men alimony now.
Alimony.
You see them now acting the same way men do.
Halle Berry's paying child support for kids she didn't even have.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Wow. It is crazy.
It's crazy so, now.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Sharon. Sorry. Go ahead and finish.
No, but it's also the fact of, like I said, like Steph was saying, it's like, you know, you getting that girl, if you think he's a 10, you know, she messed with 10 and 6 stuff. But it's also the fact of, you don't know what you're going to be missing, because that's most guys, it's like, just like Steph, I mean, when I was young, you know, get the number, quantity game, man, quantity game.
How many,
You must try to juggle two or three of them.
Yeah.
And you're good for a while until, you know, you got them all scheduled out. Like, I got married on Tuesday. I got Shaniqua on Friday. Yeah. I got them all set up. But then when they all meet, you got to, like, play that game. Like, no, I don't know.
Then you're playing a game. Then you're dealing with drama.
I don't know.
At age, it adds years to your life. Yeah. But now, I can honestly say I've missed out on some good women being afraid of commitment. Yeah. I've honestly missed out on some good women in my life. So, good women out there, I'm off the Change podcast. I formally say, I apologize.
I love it. Okay, we'll mend some relationships for you. I like that.
All right.
Okay. Why do you think it is that men and women lie? And now, from your experiences.
I think
why do people lie? And it could be about anything.
Two reasons: to spare feelings, but I think that's the second reason. The first reason is to avoid drama. So we avoid consequences in drama by lying, and then the second we'll say is to spare your feelings. And again, it goes back to that, you know, we don't know really that if we just tell the truth, right? It's just all works out better, because we don't take away that woman's choices. We don't, you know, have another lie to keep up with another lie, and you got to turn. And it's just, you know, but we learn that late. Men and women learn that late, and I think it's something that people, you know, don't put enough stock into, and just being honest, even the truth hurts brutally. I can say I'm brutally honest. And, you know, now, like I said, I got to go fuck yourself, Candle, for being brutally honest. But, you know, I mean, what you supposed to do? So I would have been wrong. Then I'd have been killed in bed or shot up if I'd have messed with her. And then she, you know, and got in a relationship with her, and then been like, you know what? I don't really want to raise your kids. So you got to, you know, being brutally honest.
I hate to say I give women a 90 day thing, but I give women a 90 day. It's like, just like change of heart. You just don't know if they're still looking or if they're going to be with you for a while.
None of their money back guarantee. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure. You're like,
you get a trial period.
Yeah, trial period.
That's like, funny.
No, I've always been that way, because I've learned later in life that, you know, you go out with somebody, you might be going with them, but they also might be going with somebody else. So they might be still searching too. So you don't know.
You might be the side piece.
Yeah, you might be the side piece. And then next, you know, you get that on text. It's like, hey, you know, we were still cool, but, you know, I want to see what this guy got. Like,
yeah, I have been a side piece. I've been a side piece, and that killed my ego. You understand that? Woo, that did something to my ego. I was like, woo.
It's like, but
it woke me up. How dare you make me the side piece?
It's like, yeah, you do. And it comes back and forth. So you have to really take that. I started saying, you know, just give him 90 days. My cousin, she's funny. She only goes 3 dates. The third date, you know, she's like, so what we doing?
You mean third date or 3 day?
Third date.
Okay. Now I agree with that too. Some people, I've seen that. A lot of people go 3 dates, and if it ain't really no fireworks jumping off, or it really ain't going to be.
She left me notes like, hey, we boyfriend and girlfriend now? What's up? I mean, 3 dates. I need 3 dates. I'm like, damn, really? 3 days?
Dating with a purpose. That's what they call it. Dating with a purpose.
I need to know now, because if we don't, then I need to move on. Yeah. Like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's it. I'm off the hot seat.
No. Oh, we're not. I got more coming. I'm coming at you hot today.
All right.
So is it a weak? Do you feel for yourself that it's a weakness to show emotions or to be vulnerable?
I think that's
what, hard for a lot of people, for men and women, to be vulnerable, to be open, to be honest. Like you said, but it helps somebody make a choice, though.
That's one of those toxic characteristics I was talking about earlier. I think we were taught that, you know, men don't cry, men don't do whatever, men, you know, you do this, you're a man, stop, you don't show vulnerability. And it messes you up later, because, like, I was so to the point, I was like, you know, I didn't even know how to deal with people crying about something else. Not me. They're crying about something else. I'm like, you need some water? You need some Nalators or something? I don't even know how to... empathize. I lost connection with, I didn't know how to connect with people when they're feeling emotion. So yes, I think it's a feeling that you're weak or whatever, but you realize it's actually the other way around. You're showing strength and vulnerability and emotion because you're showing a human being and human side, and then mm-hmm. you're showing weakness by not, you know, because then they can, you know, they tear you apart. You're just a robot. I've heard somebody call me that before. You're a robot. You know, I don't want to date no robot. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, I am not a robot. But I, you know, it was, I'm out of that now. But yes, I think that was the case.
How about you, Sharon?
Nowadays, it's kind of weird. I show vulnerability, but I also, just like Steph, I mean, I still show that little, you know, keep myself guarded on some occasions because you got to be ready for whatever comes out of that mouth. It's like, oh, we got to talk. Oh, okay, this is going to be good.
Right, because when you hear that, it's never a good thing. You always feel like, oh, I'm in a hot seat.
Never, so we need to talk. Never. Like, oh, okay, let's see how this is going to go out.
Never. I'm like, do we?
You're going to tell me something that's crazy. You're going to tell me something like, mm-hmm. you got to be ready for everything. And also got to keep yourself in check because I know I've seen people that basically lost it. And they didn't even say much. It's like, well, you know, I saw your brother doing this. And it's like, you told my brother, what's wrong with you, dog? Chill out. She just said she saw him. She just said, fuck them shit.
Right.
It's like, damn. It's like, what did you see my brother for? Is it over there? I don't know.
Right. But, I guess there is that too, right? Assumptions. There's the assumptions and then that heightened emotional kind of, I don't know, you know, reaction that you might get from that other person.
Well, that's just like you said, pointing out about lying. It's like, you don't want to get no drama. It's like, no, we didn't have no problem.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Right. No, wasn't there.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Both of you guys, how do you feel about sex on the first date? Does that lessen the chances of a future relationship with this person?
Absolutely.
Or is it a chance for you to get to know, like, okay, well, she's going to be good or he's going to be good in bed. So, like, there could be something. Do you find that's a disrespect for people? Because I know some people are like, oh, I don't do it on the first date.
Okay, I'll take the plunge.
Okay, you're going to take it first?
I'll qualify this. If we have been talking, mm-hmm. or like we've been talking, we get to know each other, maybe it's a long distance mm-hmm. relationship, and then this is the first date, 6 months, 3 months, whatever days and months in, and it's our first date, then if we have already established an intimate connection, mm-hmm. and you know, then no, I don't, it does not lessen the chance of a relationship, and it's cool. But if it's really first date, like we met at the club Saturday, mm-hmm. we going out Monday or Sunday night to dinner, and we do. Yeah, I'm not in a relationship with you. We're going to have sex again, but I'm not going to.
I love it. I know why I can call you.
Yeah.
Don't let it be too good because, shoot, that'd be the first one to die like this, automatic.
Exactly.
I mean, my thing has always been with first dates, sexually, it's like, I've always thought like, okay, if you're this quick, what about what the other time? You know,
right,
it's like,
right. They always tell you, I'll never do this. Like,
but I also don't like it when they get
sounds like you've experienced this stuff.
I also don't like it when they rile you up and then they're like, ooh, we're not going to have sex. They're like, thing is now.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm not going to go, you know, give it to me, but I'm going to like, you know,
right,
like,
right. Right. No, that's not right. That's not right. Because they know what they're doing.
Hey, when we do that, I might see them again. We'll never see the bedroom again. They'll be like, can we go upstairs? No, we staying right here, downstairs.
Right here.
We might stay on the patio, out front. Let's see what you want. You want to bring you some water? I'll bring you some water. We ain't doing nothing again. You left me with the blue balls.
Out front.
Baby, the blue balls player. You getting the screen door treatment. Hello? So we talking through the screen door. Jody here. No, he ain't here right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. I can see why, you know, listening to friends, family members who are single, I can see why it's so hard to date. Because, I mean, you know, as you get older, too, your standards change, right? Because you change and evolved as a person. Your standards change. You change. And what you want now may not be what you wanted 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
You might not want that hot 30-year-old. You're like, well, I don't know if I do that. Then, you know, like you said, if you don't feel yourself as a 10 in place of whoever you're dating, like you said, that might play a little mind games with yourself.
And your list changed. Your list changed. Right then,
right, it does.
You want to be fine. Really I'm getting addressed. Now I want somebody that can administer medication, that knows CPR.
Oh. I ain't gonna lie.
Can fix stuff in the house. Can cook.
Just the changes of just like CPAPs and stuff. You just
look it up. You got to be able to do all of that stuff. Because we really.
They come up with new stuff, which is like, hey, yeah.
It's going down quickly. The plane's going down quickly. The throttle not coming up. The throttle not coming up.
So you need to find you a nurse.
Right. I need to find me an RN, a fine RN. She can be fine-ish. Fine-ish. She don't have to be fine-ish. Too fine. Just a fine-ish RN. That's right.
Fine-ish. And that way it balances your little ego.
It balances my ego. Okay. Then we good. We good what? Then. We good.
All right.
That was plus off the hot seat. Thank you. Woo!
I love it. Now you're off the hot seat. So nice. I want to share a date that I went on a long time ago.
Oh, here we go. Yes, we got to hear this. Is this a Scott moment?
It's not a Scott moment.
Okay.
It's not a Scott moment.
It's a Christy moment. Go ahead. Off the chain.
It is. So Scott and I were in between breakups and whatever. So I went on this date. It was the worst date I went on. And let me tell you, so we're at this restaurant, and then there's these two little groupie girls coming up to the booth, and they're just like in awe with this guy, right? And I'm not that attracted to him. Here's why I went out with him. He gave my friend a furniture discount, and I was the barter. Like, oh, my friend had gone on a date with you. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So I did. Right. I took one for the team. So I did. So I wasn't even attracted to this guy to begin with. And then he was annoying. So then, because these groupie girls are all like, like he's just somebody. And I don't know. Apparently, maybe he was. I don't know. And then he had the nerve to introduce me as his girlfriend to these little two groupie girls. And I was like, and here's the awkward moment. I was like, oh, no. I'm not his girlfriend. We're just friends. We're just having dinner. Like two people having dinner.
Right.
I tell you what, he dropped me off. It was before 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all left.
We did like a half hug, in the car hug. Like, no, there was no kiss involved, like nothing. It was like, it was such
and
a.
You never talked to him again.
No.
You didn't get no more furniture from there now. Let that be a lesson to you. You won't get no more furniture here. You won't get no more furniture up in here. I bet you get it out. You would need a futon or a love seat up in here. You won't get another
one. You're getting my special discount.
Right. You won't get another one.
Yeah, it was like a pimp-a-home situation. It was like.
Y'all hear that off the chain? It's the rap. On that, hey, thank y'all again, team, for this has been a great episode. A great episode. I cannot wait till this comes out. I can't wait to hear people hear the stories. Y'all, it's crazy.
I got a bad date or good date.
Oh, tell it. Go ahead. Yeah, go. Please. Okay, we're going to tell our worst date. Oh, I got one.
So after you and Sharon share your bad dates, I do have a Scott moment. And
okay, good.
It's going to be kind of funny. But y'all get it.
Okay, we're good. We're closing your Scott moment. Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. So my date with my son's mom. So we went. So we were supposed to meet up. You know, we met on Plenty of Fish. So it was like, oh, we got a Plenty of Fish success. Okay, whatever. But we met at McDonald's. It was like 8 o'clock or so. And we were chilling, you know, getting some nuggets, stuff. I'm like, she's got a little happy meal. So I was like, okay, you're going to be good. Cool. But there's this guy who kept hovering around us while we're talking and stuff. And he's like, yo, what's up, man? I'm like, nothing, dude. I'm talking right now. What you need? Oh, man, I just wanted to see how, you know, y'all look like a good couple. Y'all going together. Y'all married or something. I'm like, no.
That's
cool. We cool. We talking. It's like, yeah. And he just stayed there for 40 freaking minutes. And I'm like,
what?
You had a cheerleader?
No, he's just basically talking about, yeah, man, I remember my woman. And then this and this. I'm like, and the problem was, this is the first time meeting her. So I couldn't be like one of those guys, like, get the heck out of here, man.
Because I
want to show a little sign. I'm trying to be all nice.
You're still showing your representative.
And I find out later, she was trying to be all nice. And we're just both listening to this guy. Like, yeah, okay, yeah.
And y'all both wanted to punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, we were like this guy needs to get up. It was like getting closer and closer. He just would not let it go. And he's like, and then, you know, it comes out what he really wants. He's like, yo, man, can you give me a meal?
Oh man. You should have asked that 45 minutes ago, man. Just leave with that.
You could have left that.
They always try to compliment you, man. That is a nice hat you got on, brother, right there. Oh man, that hat make you look like Marvin Gaye. That is nice right there.
But good God. So thank you for 45 minutes. And then when we got in the car, we're just like, woo, okay. I think I'm going to drop you off because that didn't go nowhere. And we find out later, we're talking, and she was like, yeah, I'm sorry, that guy was there. I was getting ready to punch him. She's like, she told me, like, I was getting ready to punch him. I was like, oh, you're going to punch him too?
Y'all became Bonnie and Clyde. Y'all ride or die.
It's like, oh, okay, we have something to talk about. Like, remember that guy came out here?
We got kids now together. Yeah. Baby mama number one. Let's see. Worst date. At worst day, you're not going to believe it. It's going to my book. So I date this young lady. She's an attorney.
Okay. So
I'm like, cool, going out fine. You know, really good looking attorney. We go out and we dress nice and everything. We're eating. And so we get to talking. And she was like, so how many times have you been to jail? And I was like, this is a trick. And I was like, I've not been to jail. She was like, oh, okay. So we keep eating. And then I noticed I'm eating and she has stopped eating. Like, she is, like, completely stopped eating. She's looking at me, just looking at me, like, with disdain. And I was like, everything good? You good? She was like, you know what? I tried to get over it, and I wasn't going to say anything, but there's no way in hell you could teach me how to be or teach me anything about being a man or be a man to me, because everybody in my that I know that's a man has been to jail. Everybody in my family has been to jail. My dad, my uncle, my brother. I said, I'm waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come out like punk. I'm like, this has got to be an episode. Somebody come on out. Come on out right now. And I'm looking at her like, I'm waiting on the punchline. And she was like, yeah. And so, you know what? I just think we just best we just, you know, we just stop this date now. And I said, you're an attorney. And because I've been to jail, you think? She said, yes, that's what makes a man a man is jail. I was like, boy, I feel sorry for your clients. So I put the money down. Like the movie, you gotta put the money down. You don't even know how much it costs. Here you go. Here, take the money.
It's like, right. Let's go. That's a tip in there. Go
wow. Yeah, yeah. Crazy, right?
Wow. So, I mean, you know, one has to wonder what type of attorney she is if she believes in people going to jail.
All of her people guilty. All of her people gone to jail right now. I'm going to call the Bar Association to see if she is a practicing one, because I know she's killing our brothers and sisters out there.
Wow. Okay, so her standards are all messed up. But based on what she said, all her family and whatever, wow.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work on that, babe.
Right. I feel sorry for a son. She have a son, and she gonna make him go to jail to be a man.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's go finish with your Scott moment. The Scott moment gonna be good. Scott, I already know.
Ooh wee. Okay, so Scott was talking to one of his single friends, right? Uh-huh. And you know, he's like, you hook up lately, you got some pussy lately, whatever. And so, you know, Scott being Scott. Now a lot of people don't know my husband. My husband is this funny white boy. And he's not a normal white boy, by the way. He don't. Right. We can't go to Folsom and he fit in. Like, he don't fit in. We go to Grass Valley, he ain't going to fit in.
He not playing tennis and putting none of that. Scott,
No. Yeah, so then he was teasing his friend. He said, fool, last time you got pussy was when your mama had you.
That's what he told his friend. His grown friend.
His own friend. That's his Scott moment.
His grown friend. His grown friend. With friends like Scott, I don't need no enemies. You gonna tell me? Yo, but I know somebody like that too. This has been Off the Change, y'all. Check it out. You can reach me everywhere. I am Steph Sanders, but get us on Off the Change, please, and podcast on Podcast One on Twitter, YouTube. Subscribe, like all platforms for audio on YouTube for video. And tell them where they can see you at A Serious Production. Sharon, tell them what's up.
You can catch us at A Serious Production at seriousproduction.com, where we are doing podcast, video production, audio production, and as you know, we are a producer of this podcast and two others.
And you just did a concert. You just did a concert. Talk about the concert you did.
I did a live stream concert for a band called Sojourner. Now you check them out on sojournerjenkins.com. And yeah.
Right on. Christy, my Asian persuasion, my dynamic foodie Nong, what's up?
I'm Christy Nong, your Asian persuasion, and also the Olympia Queen. And you can find me on IG at Foodie Nong, FOODIENONG.
She's looking for a maid or something like that. Take care of her husband. Everybody, we out. Off the Change. We out. That's been a wrap.
Oh, you know it's off the change.